So good evening, everybody, and welcome back. I'm happy that they brought us back. And later on in this meeting, we'll have a discussion with Ruben in regards to a different shift of what we're going to focus on this year, which would be more on the public side, but of course, getting approval from everybody here. But before we begin, Emily, can you do a quick roll call for us?
Sure. Johnny Milton,
Here.
Alder Figueroa Cole, here, present, Alder Duncan,
Here.
present, Alder Knox,
Present.
Lisa Chambers,
Present.
Jill Curry, is it?
Yes, present.
Present. Vincent Cha, I believe he at this point is absent, although he did indicate he will be attending. Lynn Washwell, absent. And roll call's been taken.
All right. Thank you very much, Emily. Next up is approval from the minutes from February 12, 2005. Can I get a motion on the floor for approval?
I'll move for approval.
Second.
Thank you all. Thank you, Alder Knox, followed by Alder Duncan. Thank you very much. Are there any disclosures or recusals at this time? Any of the members, anybody on the Zoom? Seeing none, we'll go to the first item. Do we have anybody for early public comment? Emily.
There is not.
All right. We'll move to number two, the police reports. Can you please give us an update on what the great MPD is doing in our city?
Oh, so much, so much. Well, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me. I did send out some notes prior to this meeting that I hope you had a chance to look at. They should have been attached to the agenda. I'm just going to go through those, let you know what's happening with MPD, especially over the summer here. Just since last February, when we previously met, we've had two fa fatality traffic crashes, unfortunately, and three homicides. The traffic crashes, one was a pedestrian that was hit on the north side, and one was a grandmother that was struck in her vehicle on the west side back in March. The three homicides are all working their way through the court system. One of them was on the east side. We had one on the south side and one in our Midtown district. So it's been an active spring for kind of weapons offenses and persons crimes. Let's see. Sorry if you are hearing something from my computer. It's not cooperating with me. So I will continue. Just one second. Okay, and then moving on, one thing I wanted to note to the group is our summer traffic safety initiative. It's running from June 1st until September 1st. If you have ever driven in the city of Madison, you know that traffic is an issue. We take thousands of complaints a year, probably about traffic. And so this summer, we are focusing patrol response, community policing team response, obviously our traffic safety team response to really focus on hazardous traffic violations all over the city, focusing primarily on speeding, red signal violations, and unsafe lane changes. This is something that we have seen absolutely an uptick in probably since COVID. People have just driven however they want. And so we are trying to encourage all of our officers, our street level officers, and even those in command to focus on these hazardous traffic violations. So that is ongoing, and we'll let you know how it went in September. We also have been using some data to determine intersections where multiple traffic crashes occur. We refer to that kind of as a high injury network. And obviously, Mineral Point Road always makes the list on the west side. 51 and Buckeye always makes the list. So we have some common intersections that in the Beltline obviously is a high injury network. So we are working on those areas this summer. Good news for us is we just started our 71st Pre-Service Academy. We swore in 35 recruit officers at the end of May. Very excited for that. Three of them are accelerated recruits, which means they're already certified law enforcement officers elsewhere, and they'll go through an accelerated academy and hit the street a little earlier, which will be very welcome from our current staff who are feeling the heat from everybody taking summer vacations. So staffing is always a challenge in the summer. We have had four acting promotions since our last meeting, two promoted to lieutenant and two people promoted to sergeant. And so the both Lieutenant Doherty and Lieutenant Gibson are already acting in their roles, and PO Graziano and PO Lathrop will be starting in a couple of weeks. So we're excited about that. Just uploaded a couple of the annual report to posted a link for that. That's on our website right now. It's a pretty good read. Lots of fun pictures. And then the chief's fourth quarter report to the Common Council is also available in PDF form if you have a chance to check that out. I previously last week submitted the March and April crime summary report to you just so you can see how things are trending. Just a couple of highlights from that. 14 instances of shots fired in the city in March, 7 in April. So a decrease there. And because property crimes are a crime that touches a lot of people, we had 36 theft from autos in March and 43 theft from autos in April. So people are, some of those are forced entry and some of those are entries into unlocked vehicles. So we just encourage people to keep locking up their stuff. And that I believe is all I have from the MPD side of things. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? We got two. We'll go with Ms. Curry first.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you. I'm a newbie, so if there's any processes or anything, Captain, you'd like to share, thank you. I wanted to ask about the quarter one report for 2025. It is a beastie one, and I'm wondering if there's, besides the traffic safety initiative you mentioned, if there's anything else that you wanted to highlight in terms of how this committee can help support, guide, share, etc.
You know, that's a great question, and I appreciate it. I am actually new to this committee as well, almost. So I don't have a lot to draw on from past experience. I just took over this position in January of 25, and so I am also very interested in. I'm not trying to. Well, I am. I guess I'm deflecting your question. I'm sorry, but I really don't know the full extent of. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That
Not my first time. But I do think that it's a worthy conversation to have to figure out how you can best inform what we're doing in the police department or talk about that. We haven't had meetings of much substance over the last few months, and so if that's something that's going to change, I would be very happy to have that conversation.
appreciate that. And I for congratulations on your new role. I lost track. But anyways,
Yes, thank you. Thank
maybe
you.
a specific question that if it can't be answered today, can be followed up with in terms of the percentage when MPD was on, I forget what the term is, but like priority calls only, and seeing a decrease at least from the fourth quarter to the first quarter, how does And like what you shared about staff feeling the heat from vacations and staffing, how do you see that factoring out in what's the, oh my God, words are hard. In terms of staffing for MPD and being able to carry out not just, priority calls and the basic public safety service, but some of the specialty things that alluded to in the report, like mental health and MARI and how you deal with folks who are experiencing substance issues, et cetera. You're muted, Captain.
Muted yourself.
You, sorry. I shouldn't. I do that at least once a meeting. Hopefully that's the only time. You're right. We do have a lot of different units that we that we use in MPD to provide a lot of different services. Certainly, we have enough officers to staff the city. We meet our minimums either through overtime as necessary, or we just have enough officers and working. We also have officers who are in closed positions. So your mental health officers, your the MARI officers, the test officers, all of those people take turns riding patrol beats so that our patrol officers can take some time off. Especially during the summer months, everybody likes to go on vacation when the kids are out of school. So that is one way that we alleviate some of the staffing problems. As far as priority calls for service are concerned, I would have to look up that number specifically. Obviously, it's when we have officers on the street and there's a major call working, we quickly get overrun by needing a bunch of officers at that particular scene or involved in that investigation. And so we cannot service your basic level barking dog complaints and things like that. And so I could take a closer look at the data and prepare that for our next meeting, though, in terms of if you're interested from fourth quarter to first quarter. That should be available by our next meeting.
Okay, appreciate that. Thanks. I'm done with questions, Chair.
Thank you. Next up, Alder Knox.
Thank you. I guess I had a few questions related to the report and probably another one. I don't know if it's directly related or not. You mentioned, I think you mentioned something about the driving, seeing more of these driving violations since COVID. And can you hear me?
Absolutely. I can hear you.
Okay. And I was just curious about that. Because if I recall from my, probably from my grandson in particular, that they were waiving the driving tests during that COVID period, where I really would have preferred they waived the fee, and not the driving test. And so I'm just wondering, is there any research on, are these new licensed drivers that are having these problems? Has anyone done any research to see if there's some kind of correlation between that and some of these kind of driving violations?
Not to my knowledge. That's an excellent question. We have statistics available for all of the stops that we make, and anecdotally, I would say that, all of our stops, they're all over the place age wise. I think I don't want to hypothesize too much down the line. I certainly think that not making people have to take road tests and people, not getting their driving without licenses and things of that nature contribute to hazardous traffic violations, but I don't know to what extent that they do, and certainly wouldn't be prepared to make any correlations or anything that would infer causation from anything. But certainly, I think it's it is, I think an under to me just as a person who drives in the city of Madison, it is something that I notice in my personal vehicle and even in my squad car that people run red lights. They do not stop at stop signs. They are often,
they use turn signals.
They don't even know what those are. So, I mean, I think that there are a number of violations that we could be enforcing that would hopefully correct some of that poor behavior and poor choices.
Is there, you have people that do data? Like, I mean,
oh yeah,
kind of
we can pull that traffic data. It's all every time we stop a car, some sort of form is filled out
The data
to
is available. It's
whether,
just,
yeah, whether or not it's a traffic warning or a traffic citation. So yes, absolutely.
Okay. I guess my other question related to you talked about your new class. Can you give us some demographic data on what your makeup of that new class is?
I'd have to look it up. I did not previously do that. That's another good question. I didn't think to do that. I can look it up and send it out to the group after this meeting if you'd like.
Yeah,
I can get
I
it from
think
our
we,
training department.
yeah, I certainly would be interested in that.
Sure, absolutely.
And I guess my other question is, congratulations to the officers who got promoted. Can you give me a little demographic on the promotions? I'm curious.
You muted yourself.
Oh,
Two
sorry.
females and two males. All of them identify as Caucasian, I believe. Military experience on a couple of them, prior military experience. And then, is there something else that you want to know
I
about?
guess I'm just interested in knowing from a diversity perspective who's on track for a promotion. What's that look like? There was a time we used to get information like that,
Sure.
and I'm definitely curious about that.
Absolutely. We have so our promotional panels become in effect July 1st, most of them. Sergeants are or some the sergeant panels sometimes run a little differently because often we exhaust the list. so we have to run additional processes. But so at our next meeting, what I can bring is demographics of the promotions for the last year. And then who is on the demographic makeup of the people on the promotional list beginning July 1st.
Yeah, I think looking at new recruits, looking at, and maybe just have some general workforce, we'd be interested in knowing what our police workforce looks like.
Yeah, there is on the annual report, there is a report on demographics.
Okay, I'll look at that.
That's a pretty robust section, I believe. So there's tables in there. I don't know which page, but it's available on our website.
Okay, and I think my off-the-cuff question is, it just seems that recently there's been kind of an uptick of gun shootings involving youth. Do you have any kind of commentary on that at all, or other than it's just happening, or is that just a coincidence, or what's going on?
No, I don't. I mean, I think that at least our weapons offenses this year thus far have been all over the place. The obviously a, it seems like it, and again this is anecdotal, but a disproportionate amount of, I would say, people low, younger than 23 are involved in gun violence. And so, but it's at anyone at any time. I feel like, we have older suspects, we have older victims. So it's not just all young people. I think that there's a wide variety of people, of persons involved in weapons crimes.
It's just come to my mind. I know there was the two youth, one over on Fitch Hatchery Road involving some youth, and then of course we all know about the 6-year-old that was shot as well. So
Yeah.
just one of those issues. I think we kind of alluded to it recently at our violence prevention meeting and at our last council meeting. As a matter of fact, one of the alders used it as a analogy, but just was wondering if there was some trends. I'll look into the report and just see, what's there. But you don't see that as something that's like a trend or anything like that.
I mean, I think if we look back and evaluated all of the data, certainly it would seem that younger persons are involved, you know, and by young I mean, you know, less than 25 years old are involved in a lot of gun crimes. But I can't speak to that's only a generality. I couldn't, I'd have to look at all of the data.
I think I saw something that said the highest cause of death for people aged 24 and, you know, that younger group is gun violence.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that is a statistic.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Quick question for you, Captain, and I think I know the answer to this. Working in a high school, the average student that gets their permit think they could drive without anybody else in the car. True or false?
That's a false. False.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you can only have one person in the car with you when you get your license. So,
That's what I thought, because I had a
yeah.
debate with several of them, but
Well, I've seen cars rolling out of a fallout. I there's
yeah, trust me, that's why I leave at 5:15.
Smart. It's very smart.
All right. Thank you very much. Anything else for the captain? Thank you for your report. Next up, fire reports. Due to the event that we do not have a rep from the fire department, we will skip item four and go on to item five, which is a report from the auditors. Do we have any report from any auditors at this time?
I would just like to bring up that we do have our budget sessions going across the city. We've got a couple more, so if you are able to get to them, please be there so that you can learn about the different topics that are being presented and share information with those individuals who are gathering thoughts and comments from the city.
Thank you, Alder Duncan. It's like you're in Washington right now. So
No, I'm in Madison. It's our
I
county.
know, but it looks so professional. So professional. I just had to say that every time. Any other comments from any other Alder? Seeing none, we will move on to report from the chair. And I'm gonna bring up the great Ruben at this time, who has done a fantastic job of, I can't say redirecting, but putting more energy towards certain things that we, the Public Safety Review Committee, can focus on at a stronger string. So, Ruben, you want to explain to everybody what you put together, sir?
Thank you, Chair. And I'm not going to take all the credit. You've been really helpful to define this work. And obviously, today, we're gonna, and all the others have also been really helpful. And go ahead, Alder Federico.
Not sure if it's my internet or you're we're losing you.
Yeah, you
Oh,
sound like
you
you're
can't hear me?
underwater. Now we can.
Now we can hear you better, but yeah.
What's happening? So I just want to say thank you to the alders and the chair who have helped design this. And this is because we found that this committee didn't feel like they had a strong impact on public safety. And I think some of the questions and comments that came up tonight make a better plan for that. So I'm going to share my screen. And oh, wow, I have lots of stuff up here. What is this called? PSRC. There it is. Let me bring that up. So, are you seeing PSRC work plan meeting one defined? Okay, so what we wanted to do is kind of give a year of meetings that would more discussing the end of the year. This committee could give a packet of recommendations to the council on a variety of topics, some of them that were mentioned tonight. And so I'm going to just go through them at a pretty high level. And this is going to be discussion after I go through these of either things we want to change. And then my role will be in working with the chair to figure out there's some speakers listed in here, what speakers actually bring in, and any other definition that we want to give to this. So the first one is really laying the groundwork. So I've already talked with Chief Komoski, who works with the data team. Go ahead, Alder. Can you still hear me?
I can hear you. I just wanted, before you dive into this, can you give us an idea who was involved in these meetings and, so we have a context, please?
Yeah, so I was kind of given direction when the committee went through that flux of being taken away and being brought back to help with the chair sort of figure out what could be a game plan for the year. So, I think one person, Alder Figueroa Cole, was really interested in that plan, and so she worked with me on that. The mayor's office, other staff worked with me on that. The police with me on some of this department. So the departments and people who were interested in the topic have brought it together, and then today we're just going to see if there's other things that this committee wants to change about that. Does that make sense?
Thank you.
Yep. Okay, great. So the first one is really the national kind of, or as much as we can get national, what is crime trends and gun safety trends kind of look like? And then also looking at what stratified work. And I think this committee would really benefit from learning more about that. And you can see it on my screen, so I'm not going to read through all the pinpoints, but really just laying the groundwork for what are we looking at Madison compared to the rest of the state. There's actually not national figures that we can be dependent on right now. I believe state figures, but at that stage, and then from there we're going to figure out what themes and priorities we want to focus on with an equity lens for the year. So then the second one is really going to hone in on gun safety. And so we have some presentations about data around gun violence, thinking about what are the opportunities that the city actually has. We're very limited in what we can do around rules around guns, and both nationally and from the state. But we're going to try to figure that out with the help of the attorney's office. And then we're going to bring in some people like Public Health Violence Prevention Unit, MPD, and some community violence disruptors. And the outcome of that is really going to be figuring out, are there ordinances covered recently, talking about a resilient internet space for a long time, and that their data be better at stamping gun violence. Go ahead.
Did you call on me?
Or maybe, yep, go ahead.
You may want to try turning off your camera intermittently. You're chopping
Okay.
out.
Okey-doke, thank you for that. Okay, so we're talking about alternative response models. So we have CARES, which people are probably aware of since we have this research basis. But are there other gaps in the system that can be better served from not MPD? So, and I can send this around once we have that question at the end of this from whatever notes and changes we have. And so people can kind of read through this as well. So looking at where the gaps are, and then are there other kind of alternative response models other than CARES that we want to bring in? So neighborhood navigators, crash intervention teams, virtual reporting, things like that. The fourth one we talked about today, also team looks at fatality, racial disparity in traffic stops, and current enforcement practices. Trying to talk about alternative responses as well in that area, with the focus on not over policing. And so then we would come out of that with some alternative models we want to look into, and that will be part of the recommendation. We talked about this a little bit with Alder Knox's question around what does our workforce look like. So having positions that don't need a sworn officer to fill the role, but also then role evolution. MPD. So that, or sorry, not through just through MPD, but MPD, fire, EMS, that includes CARES. And so we would bring then HR for the city, public union reps, department chiefs, academic experts, whoever we can get in to kind of speak to you all. And then explore the tasks of what are the require what it's required of sworn officers as opposed to civilians. And then And then we're just bringing in all of the recommendations, review it, seeing if we still agree with that, and presenting it. And getting their topics here yet because not draft. So thing called BS, which would be sort of smaller ambulance that's not the full area of a fan that might help with budget issues. This is a topic you might want to discuss. Addiction services, is it really safety? How is it really violence? Either that's violence or any other topics that.
So we lost Ruben.
There we go.
I'm sorry about that. Topics that you want to swap out are perfectly fine. And I'm going to pass it back to the chair and just send you the document so that you can discuss it with the group.
So by just glancing at it right now, I mean, any thoughts, comments, concerns, and just my thought, I would never want to put anybody on a lot of pressure to make a decision right now, but it could be something that we could add for future items. And I see we have Alder Curry.
No longer Alder Chair.
Okay.
I don't have that document and I don't see it on Legistars. I don't know if that's the case for everybody else, but maybe it's because I'm a new appointee.
No, it wasn't put in Legistar because it doesn't require a vote. It was just a discussion from the chair's presentation tonight. So we can put that on, and if you want to do a vote for it, we can bring it on next time and put it onto the agenda.
Oh, not necessarily saying that. I just don't have anything to review while we're talking about discussion. If that could be sent or reshared on the screen.
Yeah, if I send it to you, Emily, do you mind sending it to the group? Because I don't want to share again and then
Sure, I
fall
can do
off.
that.
Okay, so I'll send that shortly.
I don't know if anybody can share it on the screen right now, but go ahead, Chair. I'm sorry. You were.
No, that's okay. He's going to send it to Emily's going to send it out to everybody so you have a hard copy. And Alder Knox, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I did. I just wanted to say I really do appreciate the things that staff had shared, and I was having similar thoughts of there are a variety of public safety issues that this committee could address. I definitely thought about things like, well, public health is doing some things in violence prevention, so we should be getting some regular updates on their progress and what they're doing. Certainly, school violence is an issue for sure that I would love to, to have. Most of the time we read something in a paper after it's happened, as opposed to what are different entities from the school district as well as the police department and the schools, what are they doing to try to address those issues? Traffic safety, I'm glad that was on the list because that's so certainly something that I think we can get regular information about. I know most of us alders constantly get information about where people feel streets aren't safe, pathways for students and pedestrians. And I really appreciate having the public safety workforce issue section on there because I think there's quite a bit that we can do there, particularly with what's happening in our society today. I'm pretty sure we're gonna have to do some innovative things to recruit more people to law enforcement, the right kind of people to law enforcement, I should say. So I'm really pleased that somebody is, I mean, I always felt that this committee could have a much broader scope of things we could look at in terms of safety besides the police department and the fire department. So thanks for the work that people have been doing on that.
And thank you, Alder Knox, for what you just said. And just to elaborate, with the situation that we had at Abundant Life, I really want to give a shout out, a heads up, an acknowledgement to MPD, Sheriff Department, DOJ, everybody that was involved, because as you well know, that's like a half a mile away from the Follett. And we ourselves had to go on lockdown because at the time, they didn't know if it was just one person or whatnot. And I think part of the thing that we need to educate others on is just the global aspect as how an officer, detective, captain, somebody in law enforcement looks when something going on like that, because it's easy to focus on that school, which is rightfully so, but you got to have a larger layer of protection to do some stuff. And I just want to give those law enforcement officers that responded, and a lot of them were my friends, and was very affected in regards to it traumatically with that situation. So however we could raise that awareness, and I'm right in sync with you, Alder Knox, to acknowledge that and realize that there are professionals in the field that are trained to do this. And we have to somewhat uplift that and learn from that. And one of the things that I've asked from the school district, and not trying to bring them up, is back in the day when we had SROs in the building, we used to get what we call a weekend update. And now, for those of you that are in the same age of me, you're going to think it's like Saturday Night Live weekend update. But it was a weekend update of what happened in the community, not just necessarily around La Follette, but in the city. But where that was valuable is, you had a shooting with subject A and B on the west side, but because of us knowing the clientele, we know those west side people talk with people from the east side, would eventually can come into La Follette. So that aspect is missing, and the communication need to be involved. So whatever I can do to help uplift that, I'm all in. I'm all in. And I know we still got Ruben on the call. So the question
Yeah,
that I like, go
go
ahead.
ahead. I just wanted to make sure that Emily, I sent that to you, so I didn't know if everybody was able to get that document.
I forwarded it, so everybody should have received it.
Yep. So the question that I asked everybody here at the committee is, do you want to have time to look at it in detail and put some comments down and remarks, or do you feel as if it's something we could take a vote on at the present time?
And you wouldn't vote on the chair presentation, chair,
Okay.
so it's not a thing you have to vote on. It would just
Okay.
be, you could just for
Something.
discussion, and then we would, you and I would work together to create the agendas for future meetings.
Okay. Alder Cole.
Yeah, I just want a clarification on that. So I get it that it's not a vote, but we should at least get consensus so you guys can go ahead and create a first agenda at the minimum, right?
Definitely. Yep.
Okay.
That's, yeah, we're
Yeah.
looking for discussion on it.
Right. Okay. So it's not a vote, but we just still you still need direction from us.
Correct. Thank you.
Thank
Alder
you.
Knox.
I was just going to say another thing that could possibly be added to the agenda is safety in terms of, I always think about, fortunately, Madison's been okay in this area, but like when we have sort of disasters and what community members, what citizens need to be educated on and who's going to respond to this, who responds to that. I think that's an area that I know in my neighborhood we've talked about. Matter of fact, I think one of our community groups are going to have the county come and talk about, What should citizens be aware of when you have some kind of natural disaster? It could be a fire, brush fire, it could be a flood, could be a tornado, whatever, you know. What are the things that people need to be prepared to do? So I think that's another safety area that for the community that could be added. I don't know if you want to call it disaster response or whatever, but I would add that to that list.
That would be emergency management over there.
Emergency,
So,
there
yep,
you
we can
go.
definitely add that.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Curry?
Thank you. It's intersectional, but definitely not why I'm here, so I didn't make a disclosure, but I work in the Dane County Office of Justice Reform as the community court coordinator. And so I've been in spaces on the county side where violence prevention, violence intervention, and enhancing that has been discussed. And so I believe I saw violence prevention or gun violence prevention on the document. And I guess from a taking my experience from the council, now taking my experience in my role, the conversations are happening in a lot of different places, but I'm seeing the disconnects between all of the spaces where those conversations are happening. And I'm wondering what, if any, of our role as Public Safety Review Committee for the city is in trying to help break down those silos as like community education, and sharing knowledge of what we know and what's in place, and maybe being able to better evaluate than what we need in response. Is a tackling a big thing, and I also want to take accountability for being one of the alders that voted against dissolving this very committee. And so I know the city is still talking about efficiency on the board, commissions, and committees level, and so I would like to talk about. I absolutely see violence prevention, gun violence, intervention, and those services being part of what we talk about or discuss or even share advisory recommendations around. But how do we also break down the silos of where all these conversations are going so that even policymakers, people that work for city, county, and then even on the direct service level, those who are responding to those type of things and providing services like public health and FIC are also like, if that makes sense. Yes. Okay.
I would totally agree, and to find out the ones that are really driving data to make a difference. I think, especially in the school system, because, like you said, it's different silos of discussions, but I just don't know who's implementing what, who to seek out, how to seek that. Is there a cost? You know, so there's a lot of barriers to prevent some stuff from happening, but. I totally agree with you 100%. Are there any other discussions,
I can
questions?
offer, Alder, that we can try to make that part of the discussion that talks about information sharing. And
Yeah.
maybe we can just try to, as we build that agenda, make sure that that's part of that.
That'd be great, because I just know even from high school and other high schools, we don't share all the information or resources that's out there. So we need to break that. Thank you, Ruben. Alder Cole.
Yeah, I mean, I echo the information sharing thing. It's kind of something that is natural for some people to just keep on bringing people to the table or notifying them when we're having these discussions or having them as subject matter experts to share with us what they're doing. So I think that will apply to every single subject. So I don't think that is a subject that needs to be separate. I think it needs to be applied across all the different topics that we're trying to cover here. But I'll say in general, I like the idea to have these meetings be topic specific and then try to find that connectivity. Like for example, for the traffic situation, like that's not an MPD alone problem. That's an MPD traffic engineering and the driver's problem, right? It's a biker's problem. So it's like, how do we bring all those different lenses to the conversation and create more sense of ownership and responsibility, you know, personal ownership and responsibility to it. So I'll say, like, again, echoing the chair's point about not forcing people to go through this thing today, line by line, to perhaps I like to recommend for the committee to go ahead and prepare the first meeting for the first agenda item, and then include a follow-up discussion to tackle the rest of the items in the next meeting. And for me personally, I know I see the housing block was added at the bottom as another suggestion thing. So I don't want to derail the good points of everything else in here, but I also find housing to be as important as school violence or as gun violence or whatever. I think the topic of housing is something that if you're in the city of Madison and you're not discussing housing on every aspect of your daily lives, then there's you're out of, you know, you're not in, you need to really get awareness on the importance of housing when it comes to safety and to public safety on, you know, here in the city. So I'm not going to push to get housing there, but as this framework progresses, those are topics that we can add for the next, you know, for the next 6 months at some point and prepare for it. But I will suggest for the committee to, you know, recommend that we direct you guys to prepare the first agenda and then have it a second agenda item to discuss any new additions or changes for the rest of the document.
Thank you. Very, very great points. Thank you, Alder Cole. Lynn W.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, I'm sorry I got here late. So I don't know what the discussion was at first, but my first question is I know the committee was going to be dissolved and then it came back, but what and the reason it was going to be dissolved is because there was such significant overlap with other committees, and this new agenda possibility. Is that developed in with thinking about areas that are not overlap, or is the problem solved with overlap of other committees? It doesn't sound like it is, but I don't want to keep you know, moving forward with something that has a charge with other committees as well. Maybe Ruben, you can address this. I mean, or someone about this issue of overlap.
Sure. I think there's definitely going to be overlap with things for like traffic engineering. So Transportation Commission talks about road safety. But I think the goal here is to combine like road dynamics, right? So they talk about infrastructure with also MPD, with also what Alder Figueroa Cole was saying around you could bring in the Madison bike community. And the goal is to create recommendations that encompass all of the different actors into one thing. There's also new places. So for example, public health presents out to the county board of public health or board of health, but they don't present out to the city. And so that would be new. And then we also have speakers that come in that do different things. We just really want to get away from sort of doing monthly updates on shots fired and on CARES numbers and give it more of a substantive way to create recommendations for the council.
Yeah, I think that's great. I just worry that, you know, like this agenda is very ambitious and we don't meet all
Yes.
we and it might be a need to prioritize because I don't really think this whole agenda can be accomplished with a once a month meeting, you know, and that's my take on it. It's very ambitious. Plus the intersection. Are you the person who will be coordinating intersection with other committees, or how would that work? Because we don't want to be spinning our wheels. Or will there be separate meetings for agenda items so all the committees that are intersecting can hear the same information at the same time? How do you envision this to be efficient?
Yeah, we would mostly be bringing in staff. So, for example, on the Vision Zero piece with the traffic safety, we would bring in staff that talks about Vision Zero. Vision Zero is also talked about at TC, but again, it's not talked about in context of how are we also talking about test teams, which are the traffic enforcement safety teams. And how are we talking about driver education? So yeah, there's going to be other places that similar topics are talked about, but I think the context is going to be a little different. So it'll be, yes, it'll be my responsibility to work with the chair, and the chair and I will set up some meetings before these committee meetings. And it's, again, it's going to be every 2 months. So there might be a little bit more time to coordinate that so that we can make sure that we have the right speakers for every discussion topic, if that answers your question.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot. It's a very ambitious agenda for the in general, because if we only meet every, you know, we don't meet that often, and it's basically the process as I've seen it is we get the information sort of beforehand, and then we just meet as a group for a short period of time. But there's not a lot of time if we are going to wrestle with these issues to do more substantive thinking about them.
Definitely. Yeah. And that's, I think that's why we committed the last meeting to just being, making sure that we can compile all of the recommendations that we've been able to think about maybe in shorter times at the end of each meeting, and then take that last meeting to really walk through them and figure out what's still a priority, what do we think is realistic, and bring those all together. But I completely hear what you're saying.
Okay. Okay. That's without, you know, yeah. Okay. So that's good. I'm a little still concerned about workload and making good recommendations based on the timelines and amount of information, be lack of information or having too much go either way, but being able to contribute fully to the committee with good information in a timely way is my biggest, you know, biggest concern. So okay. Thank you though.
Great points. Alder Knox.
Yeah, I just wanted to just briefly, I know Alder Cole talked about housing, and Alder Cole, I just wanted to say, I think that housing safety or safe housing is definitely an agenda item we should discuss. You know, we have housing situations where they have police details assigned to, so I think that should be a legitimate item on this agenda. So I didn't want you to think that was like not shouldn't be here. I think it definitely should be here. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Well, from the discussion, it seemed like this is a document that we will be using in the future. It's just a matter of getting to the meat and potatoes. And like I said, I think Ruben and I could work on adjusting some stuff and sending out documents to everybody maybe in the alternate month so that you can sit down, look at it, digest it. So when we talk, we make the meetings a lot more strategic and beneficial so that we can recommend something, like you said, Lynn, that's something that some meat and potatoes that we could stand on. So as you can tell, I'm kind of getting a little hungry, so I'm talking in dinner terms.
Okay.
All right. I think okay. I froze up.
So I'm not hearing anything. Go ahead.
Okay. So having said everything I was saying, I think we are in agreement to move forward with the document. Just like I said, break it down a little more in the months that we don't meet some of us, and just spread the word out via email. So make sure you be checking your emails. Is there any other comments, anything else that you'd like to discuss regarding this document? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to future items. I would say working on this, and I'm in agreement, like you said, Lynn, having something that we can move forward and stand on and have some work to show that the conversation from what we have together is something that can be sent up and be seriously considered at the next level. I think we all are in agreement that, you know, it's good to know the numbers and the diversity breakdown and all that stuff, but, you know, we are in the city of Madison, and number one goal is to make sure that we provide safety recommendations that we all could live and have a great life here in Madison. And next is the adjournment. Can I get a motion for adjournment?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Seeing that, I wish everybody a great weekend coming up. I'm happy that it's the end of the school year. So we have graduation coming up Friday night, and I will be saying some words and saying some names. So looking forward to it and appreciate everybody that
Thank you. Good night.
good night.
Good night. Thank you.